This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And we're coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre on this somewhat overcast Saturday in Melbourne. We are, of course, streaming online at joy.org.au and on the Joy app and, of course, on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running news and current affairs show. And we have passed more than 1,300 shows since 1996 and 670,000 podcast downloads since 2016. And we proudly bring you this 24th of February edition 2023 of Saturday Magazine. I'm Macca, Paul is on panel, my co-host is Nevena Sporowska, James is doing program support on the front desk, Fiona, our executive producer, is somewhere, probably with a small dog, and thanks to James, our fantastic podcaster. So we're also joined in the studio as an observer this morning, Nevena, by the new Joy CEO, Isabel James, and Isabel has something in common with you, which is you've got a chihuahua. Isabel has two chihuahuas. Fiona, our executive producer, has another small fluffy dog. And
if you put them all together, they almost equal the size of a normal dog.
If you put them all together, they almost equal the size of one of Patch's legs. So anyway, how's your week been, Nev?
My week has been well, Macca. I'm currently babysitting this gorgeous little dog called Salem. He's a rescue, Pom Chi, 1.6 kilos. So he weighs less than a bag of 2 kilo flour. It's ridiculous. We're going to have to pop a photo of him online.
And what's he wearing?
It's not his most fashionable outfit, but it's certainly his warmest. I had a few options lined
up this
morning.
Looks like it's a rescue outfit.
Oh, Macca, please. He can hear you. He's got two ears. Jesus. Usually he wears merino wool.
Right.
But today he's in a cute little polyester vest.
Yes. Hope it's organic.
No. He comes from the West, so yes. They don't have organic stuff out there.
Okay. So, look, it's been an interesting week across all sorts of areas. We saw the opening of Qtopia, the LGBTQIA+ museum in Sydney, in an ex-police station in Darlinghurst, which has a bit of a checkered history. So that was great, and we actually interviewed the curator. I think, was it last week, Paul?
I wasn't here last week, Macca.
Well, the week, anyway.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, is that the Darlinghurst police station that you got taken to?
I was Crown Street.
Okay.
And I'm not sure whether this is Crown Street or whatever, you know, when I was...
You have to get the backstory, yeah.
Yeah, when I was 1978, when I got slapped around at a protest by a big burly police sergeant. Anyway, so it's been an interesting week politically. Joe Biden, it's alleged that he actually woke up and realised he was president. Vladimir Putin... hasn't murdered anyone this week.
Allegedly.
But last week. But, you know, with Navalny's mother, she wants the body to bury. And the Russian state has said, no, we'll tell you where we're going to bury it. And basically, no autopsy.
It's shocking.
What
it's
it is, you
absolutely
know,
disgraceful.
We'll tell you, go to the edge of this cemetery, there'll be a big hole, there'll be a coffin in it, we'll say that's your son and we'll tip dirt on it and that's it. I mean, seriously, like, what a thug.
Absolutely.
What a thug.
And many people in our community and across the country are mourning the loss, the devastating loss of Luke Davies and Jesse Bard. So thoughts to everyone who loves them, who cared for them.
An appalling loss of life. And, look, we won't, other than send, you know, our thoughts to their friends and family and to our community, we won't make any other comment because it is subject of a live investigation, but an appalling murder. What else?
And Macca, I think this is going to be the week that the city changes in many, many ways.
What, because Taylor Swift's gone?
Yes. I was about to say, Putt Road is just going to get a little bit easier for everyone across the city. So I think that comes as somewhat of a relief.
Isn't it interesting that, you know, the state government decided to provide free public transport to the Taylor Swift concert?
Mm.
And we're actually going to be speaking with someone from NAB later about the economic impact of Taylor Swift's concerts in Melbourne. But so they provided free public transport, yet the free tram in the city ends just near RMIT rather than when it should actually end a bit further up. So one wonders why the government can spend hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars on free public transport as opposed to students, you know. Anyway.
Food for thought.
Who have we got?
Well, it's a great week this week with many thanks to our executive producer, Fiona. This morning we have a wonderful double segment with Minister for Equality, Harriet Ching. We're going to be talking about a few upcoming events for the LGBTIQ community. And if you've got anything you'd like to text the minister, why not get in touch with us? That's 0427 569 949. After that, Macca, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Julianne Schultz and taking a bit of a look at why politics is personal and, on the whole, why women are becoming more progressive. So looking forward to having that chat.
Well, because men are becoming more regressive.
More or?
Well, yeah. Oh. There we go.
Then we're going to be speaking to a bit of an online icon, Jordan Vandenberg, or Geordie. He has started a website, Ship Rentals, and this is something that began as a bit of a TikTok exploration.
Yes.
I remember seeing it back in the day just coming up on my feed, and now it's begun this incredible movement for fair and equitable housing, much to the disgrace of many landlords. Following that, we have a very special guest coming to the studio with us. It's Jade Barclay, who's the CEO of Wire, and that's in recognition of International Women's Day, which is just around the corner. And now a bit of a starstruck moment for me. One of my top three favourite directors, Goran Stolevsky. He's an incredible filmmaker, a very witty man, and a bit gorgeous too. I'm blushing. And finally, we're going to be speaking with Julie Rinsky from NAB about Taylor Mania and what that has done for our local economy. So I'm really interested in crunching the numbers, Macca.
Yeah. Nevena, a message has come through actually asking, what do you think of Taylor Swift?
I'm so happy for everyone who loves her, but I remain puzzled at just the sheer level of superstardom, and I want to see how her team has managed to elevate above Beyonce, above Rihanna, above just this stratosphere of pop that I never thought was possible, that you sit above pop culture, you are pop culture. Mm. I'm endlessly fascinated by that. But I can't understand why people feel the need to bring down the fandom when you see these descriptions of young girls supporting older women and queer fans and families. It seems like this incredible connection people seem to have. Is it crazy? Yes. Should we care? No. Is it fun? Probably. Is it for me? Not really. Do we care? No.
And are we going to see an uptake in people purchasing cleaning carts you can fit people in? I mean, I love that footage of Taylor, and I think it was at the Melbourne concert, being sort of whisked to the stage inside a cleaning cart.
Inside a clinic.
Like you see, and then you see the footage as it goes into the tent and everything backstage, and she gets out of a clinic. This is
one of the big trash bins that you put all your rubbish in. One of the really big ones. So she was inside one of those.
A large hotel housekeeping cart.
Oh, I thought you meant that was her grand entrance on stage.
No,
I was like, oh, that's
not
very grand.
That's how they get in without people going, you know.
So, oh, sure, the rabid fans. Oh, bless them.
Yeah. So cleaning carts, interesting.
We've got a question from 894. What does Harriet think about the Nemesis documentary? I look forward to chatting with her because I finally finished
it. You've watched it?
I loved it. I was out for blood.
So it's interesting, you know, and we'll ask Harriet. Okay, Harriet, you know, Minister, you're a Member of Parliament. Let's look forward in time to perhaps when you're no longer a Member of Parliament or Minister. Would you take part in such...
It should be mandatory as a public servant.
But what makes MPs and others go and do this. And it's been done for Labor, and I yeah. think they might have done one for the Greens. Perhaps not. Perhaps they didn't turn up. Like, why do people do it? Why do politicians do it?
I think there's a catharsis in when you've just had to bite your tongue for so many years or spin the lie and feel like this is their redemption moment, because I think you
it's
can
not redemption.
But for them, in their eyes, Macca, I think most people who are watching this can clearly see who's talking BS, who's using this as an opportunity to let off some steam, and who's getting the knives out.
Delusions of adequacy or delusions of relevance. And
delusions of grandeur.
And you watch some of them. You know, is there good Malcolm, bad Malcolm? You know, Scott Morrow. You know, like, really? And some of them, it's really, when you think back, if you've observed politics over the years and you think about the things that a lot of these people have said, and what they're saying now, obviously it's completely opposite. And, you know, I was not transfixed by it, but I watched it and I just thought, yeah, but all those years ago you said this. And it really is, you know, it's unusual, because it's unusual to see the circus where you don't just see the ringmaster, but you see the clowns.
The clowns have always been on show. Now you just see under the big top.
And if you're frightened of clowns,
oh God,
send us a message.
But if you had any particular epiphanies watching this show as well,
yeah.
I think I'd be really interested to hear that reflective time that we've now had a bit of distance from that very turbulent 9 years.
Now, next week in the studio, Senator Dean Smith is joining me.
Oh,
and
okay.
He's
he was on the show, and he's
actually organised a few fellow politicians across the spectrum we're going to talk to. But Dean's words were very measured.
Very.
Do you reckon
really
I can
measured.
Ask him on air what he really thought?
I think
you
can.
Do you reckon he might say something?
Well, there's only one way to find out.
There's only one way to find out.
Our first guest, the Right Honourable Harriet Ching, will be coming up very soon. Stay tuned.
Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.